This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And good morning. Welcome to Party Line on a Tuesday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with Melissa Miller and Bill Gant, joining me here in the studio this morning for the first half of Party Line. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Yes.
Did you see the look on his eyes? He's kind of leery about both of
us. Yeah, right.
Yeah, two against one.
We can go get him today.
Two against one.
Well, I've got control of the buttons over here, so as long as I'm on the right side.
He thinks.
Oh, well, you know some tricks, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Melissa's been around. She knows where the bodies are buried in here for sure.
I'm not saying I didn't bury him. Anyway.
And now the phones light up. Oh,
phone lines are down. No calls today. No. You can call us if you'd like at 659-3338. It is hot in here this morning. I'm suffering from what my girlfriend calls manopause.
Man. I think it's just the scorching hot coffee you're drinking.
Well, that might be the case, but yeah. I don't know. That's my second cup this morning. I'll be sweating by the time the Frankfort Community Public Library comes in, but Bill just turned it down for me, so I appreciate
yes,
that.
We'll cooling
see if
it
we can't
off
cool off with some global warming. The WILO Skywatch weather forecast. Speaking of global warming, how about sunshine today and a high 52?
Yeah, well, keep going.
Yeah, I know. It gets worse.
It's Indiana.
It goes the other way. Mm-hmm. But we'll take that. We've got the sun trying to peak out right now, 52
yeah,
the high. Not as cool tonight. Chance of rain late, low at 38. Cloudy tomorrow, high 62. 52 for a low tomorrow night with a slight chance of thunderstorms and then a high 68 Thursday. Gosh, it just keeps going up and then going down Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Much colder with a high 42 and a chance of rain Friday. So,
yeah, the weekend's not pretty.
That's no. Awesome. Well, it's 29 now from your official weather station, WILO. And we will have a representative of the Frankfort Community Public Library coming up here at 9 o'clock. They should be talking about their third annual Women's Expo, which is coming up Saturday.
Yeah, they've got a lot of stuff going on.
They do, and this is pretty big for their third annual. I know they've got exhibits and vendors going to be open all day. They'll have raffle tickets where you can win prizes. At 1 o'clock, Bill and myself will be down there for the WILO TV telecast of Holocaust survivor and forgiveness advocate Eva Kaur speaking in the theater. Prior to that, I'll be down there for a live remote here on WILO between 9 and 11. And a special thanks to Center Township Trustee for putting both of those together and having us down there. But they'll have other speakers throughout the afternoon and raffle drawings and all kinds of good stuff. So make sure you check us out or check them out Saturday.
I think we're very lucky with the library that we have. They have always got something going on for the community.
It's awesome.
And it's
for
always
the
enlightening.
Size.
Yeah, for the size of it. It's amazing.
For the size we have. And we've talked about that before. Now, Mike is one of our regulars, and he promised a quick WILO history lesson this morning. So okay. We're going to go to him in just a moment. Don't forget about Ag Day, though. It's just a week from tomorrow, March 20th. We'll be doing that here in the WILO studios, 9:30 till 2. And then we're having an open house that same day.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
10 to 6 will be the hours on that. So you can come in and watch us
yeah.
in our natural habitat, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about any jaguars.
No, it's
no.
safe. Stay
yeah.
back from the wall.
You can take selfies with us. It's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
We won't maul you to death.
Yeah, we might bore you to death, but we won't maul you.
Yeah. Well, That was terrible. Did the lady live through that?
Yeah. She just came out with some pretty nasty scratch. I'm sure she's got some stitches and stuff, but how stupid.
That's what jaguars do. That's what I was thinking, too.
Come on. She went past the barrier to get a selfie.
Yeah.
You know, obviously she can't handle her phone very well.
Maybe the jaguar was doing that in memory of Harambe. Right?
Oh, man. Goodness. Okay, nice callback. I know she did go back and apologize. The next day.
She's the one who caused the issue.
Yeah.
Sorry for
getting mauled.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, come on. I mean, they're wild animals, right? Get a selfie stick.
If you're that worried about getting the right angle, get the selfie stick and stay on the right side of the barrier.
I was just impressed that somebody went back and did a personal apology and didn't have their PR firm talk about
A couple lawyers standing behind them.
Actually, it was the Jaguars' fault. And, you know, So it was good.
Yeah.
Well, we can't sue the wildlife, can we?
No.
They're wild for a reason.
Yeah.
And they're in cages in the zoo, too. Right?
Yeah. We're gonna experience that one firsthand. We're definitely going to feel that.
We won't maul you. We're okay with selfies most of the time. Just let Ken fix his hair first, okay? Okay, so let's talk to Mike. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, lady and gentlemen.
How you doing?
Well, I'm here.
Yeah.
I ignited kind of a firestorm on Party Line yesterday. You guys had 4, maybe 5 calls, count me.
Yeah. They were all different, though. Larry called up wanting to talk all these heavy topics on a Monday morning. I'm not. I try to disconnect over the weekend. I'm not watching CNN.
Well, I'll try to calm down. I did notice Russ Casper called in, and he said he did. Well, to be known as having a flaming liberal radio station.
Yeah.
Well, I have a comment that I want to say to him, and that is, why not?
You know what? Live a little, right?
Hey, Mike, I'm glad we found you because I was starting to wonder if there were any liberals at all in Clinton County.
Me and Larry.
Other than Larry, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good that we've got a few who are willing to call here and agree to disagree.
And that's what Russ said yesterday.
Yes.
And I agreed with him. I'm agreeing with a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing happened yesterday that I never thought I'd be able to say. I agreed with Trump on something he said yesterday.
Oh, really? Well, I appreciate you admitting that.
He said he thinks the United States of America should be on daylight savings time the year around.
I saw that, yeah.
Amen, brother.
You'd be all right with that?
I would go along with that 100%.
So that would, let's see here, I've got this story. Yeah, making daylight saving time permanent is okay with President Trump.
Yep.
He tweeted that as his preference yesterday.
Yep.
Some Florida lawmakers have introduced legislation in the House and Senate to make it permanent across the U.S. So I think I'd be okay with that.
Now, a question, Mike. You might know the answer to this. Didn't California already adopt that as a state?
No. Arizona, Hawaii, and before Daniels, Indiana, were the only 3 states that never changed their clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right now it's Arizona and Hawaii. Yeah.
I was gonna say, California starting next year. I saw an article on that. California starting next year will not change their clock. So they must have just passed that in legislation.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it's beginning to sweep the country. Everything starts in California anyway.
Good and bad, right?
That's right.
Okay, in my 1950, well, before 1952, there was no mention of any radio station at all in Frankfort. And in 1952, it says WASK. Isn't that the Lafayette?
That is,
yeah. Yeah, that is.
That's one of our competitors. Thank you, Mike, for mentioning.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome.
I figured
you'd like that.
It's all right. WASK.
They play old country. We're okay.
It says WASK-WFAM remote station, or studio, excuse me, Jack Frazier, local representative, 12.5 East Washington, Route 3. You ever heard of that?
No. WFAM?
WFAM, remote. Sounds like they're like when you guys go out.
On a live remote broadcast, yeah.
Sounds like they were running it out the back of their panel van or something.
So I don't know anything about that. And then, let's see, my 54 directory says WILO, George A. Faulkes, Faulkes, manager, James M. Conkright, news director, Wayne Hall, sales manager, 1570 KC, 250 West, serving Indiana's richest farmland, 52.5 East Washington. And that's what that says.
52.5
Obviously, between 52 and 54, Wilo came on the air.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right. They were downtown.
And then my, let's see, 60 directory says, let's see, where is it? WILO radio station, Vernon J. Casper, manager, 52.5 East Washington.
Yep, right there above Ellis Jewelers. Mm-hmm.
And they all say the same. And then in 63, it says WILO AM FM, Vernon J. Casper, radio broadcasting, 1570 on your AM dial, 99.7 on your FM dial.
And see, that's when 99.7 was, of course, it's Shine 99 now, but it used to be WILO FM.
Okay.
And nobody had an FM receiver in their car, so it was like even less than AM, you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody listened to it. It was just a FM signal. And then I think there was sometime in the late 70s, maybe Vern applied for the increased wattage of 50,000 red hot watts, which mm-hmm. we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put that on the air in 80-81, I think. So
mm-hmm. Well, I was working at Chrysler when Shine 99 came on the air, and I could get that inside the Chrysler building with all the noise that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my wife at that time record it. I knew you guys were going to change over. And I had my wife record it here at home. And someplace here, I have the very first recording of when Shine 99 came on the air.
Mm-hmm. If you ever find it, Mike, let me have a copy. Bring it in
it
here.
It says, huh? Good morning, I'm Ken Hartman. Love you, Ken.
yeah, if you ever find that, Mike, bring it in here. I'll put it on CD.
Okay, it's not very long. Cool. I think the first song they played, if I'm not wrong, was Wake Up Little Susie.
Oh, really?
I think that was Vernon Casper's favorite song because that was played every day and almost every hour.
I think Russ had also told me that prior to them going on the air, they didn't want to tip their hand as to what the format was going to be. So they played, I want to say, Run for the Roses by Dan Fogelberg.
Because
it was around May, you know, and it was the mm-hmm. Kentucky Derby time. Mm-hmm. And they just played that song over and over and over for a couple days at a time. And then they finally went on the air. And actually, they were playing the current music at the time, which is what we're now playing on Wilo, which is considered kind of oldies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, that was the way to go. And they're still doing that today.
Yeah,
every day out of Chrysler, I listen to that, Shine 99, because I could get it.
Yeah, cool. It's a different animal now if you listen to it, for sure.
Well, I also wanted to comment. Now, yesterday you told me that Wilo was on 96.9.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I tried every radio I have in the house. Does not come in. Just before you guys went on the air today, I went out, tuned it in the car, digital radio, nothing but static.
Wow. I don't get it because I've got it on in my vehicle, and mm-hmm. my daughter listens. She lives up in Howard County, and she's got it on up there.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot get it up there. Most of my shopping is done in Kokomo, and it will not come through up there. Now, I had a car before this one. I just bought this one in August. The one before it wouldn't get it either.
Well, that's wild because we can get it like on my. I got a Blazer. Mm-hmm. Granted, I don't drive anything new.
Yeah.
But I got a Blazer and I can get it clear on the north side of Kokomo.
No kidding.
Yeah. That really puzzles me, Mike.
Yeah.
What you said yesterday, bring my car over and you'd see if you could get it. Well, I got thinking that maybe it would get it in Frankfort.
Yeah, but we still have people out in the country
maybe
who
you're
listen
just
to
too
us.
Liberal.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're too liberal, Mike.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. You just can't pick up the FM frequency.
And when Larry calls in, if he does, tell him I'm sorry, but I agreed with two conservatives yesterday. So
that's all right. He agrees with me every now and then.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Hey, Mike, hang on the line. I got Russ Casper here. I'm gonna try to put two people on the air at once. Russ, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm in Kokomo, and here you guys are. Count to five.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, anyway, yeah, I'm getting you loud. I'm getting you loud and clear in Kokomo.
Yep.
So anyway, that's 96.9. We played Christmas music. we over and over and over.
Okay.
So what we did is we didn't want to tip our hand, and you're right, that's true. So what we did is we started playing Christmas music in, I think it was like November of 1981, and we had our Collins transmitter with 12 bays, and I took a ride in November of 1981, went all the way up to Maderryville and Radioville. Radioville! There's a Radioville in Indiana, and it was way up toward Chicago, and we actually were able to listen full quieting to our station up there, which was kind of fun. But we do have a special module that does not broadcast to liberals after a 5 mile race. Be careful now.
Russ, what was the very first song played on Shine 99? Do you remember?
It was the national anthem.
Oh, okay, all right.
And that was at noon. We had the engineer from Kokomo come over and flip the switch.
Okay.
We wanted the mayor of Kokomo to come over and flip the switch, but he was...
liberal?
He was busy, you know.
Okay.
Lee Lacy was our attorney at the time, and he was pretty active on the Democrat side of things. And
If Wake Up Little Susie was the first...
Other than
the national anthem that you played?
That's a good question. I do know that it was very popular when we went on April 9th, 1982. And Wake Up Little Susie was definitely near the top of the charts. So was Run for the Roses.
Yeah.
And we tried to have a format that was contemporary but not rock. And it was similar to WEMS at the time. And we called it Shine 99 because we were down at for 2 or 3 days at Lake Monroe, and my father and mother and myself, and we had a brainstorming session for 3 days, and man, we worked hard. We took a whole carload of research materials and standard weight and data, and I had all kinds of materials from the state of Indiana on population and demographics. And we just poured over that stuff, and it came time to come up with a name for Shine 99, and Dad was asleep, and it was funny. And I remember we had a view of a lake at Lake Monroe, and anybody that knows my mom knows she was quite a lady, and I said while Dad was sleeping, I said, you know, I think we ought the digital radios are coming more and more prevalent, and I think we ought to. Even though it's closer to 100, I think we ought to have it in the 99 range because most people on their radio, they're going to see 99.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we ought to do something that rhymes, and because that'll lock it in a little bit better. And she looked out across the lake. I remember we were just silent for about 2, 3, 4 minutes. She kept turning through the pages, and I was thinking, and we're kind of coming up with some lame ideas. And then I remember she looked out and she said, I think we ought to call it 99 Shine or Shine 99.
Wow.
And I said, Shine 99, that's it.
You got
and
it.
We woke Dad up, and we said we wanted a little bit of an agricultural overtone too. So we wanted rhyming 99, agricultural overtones, because we had a little more ag back then. And then we woke Dad up. He said, yeah, it sounds good to me. Sounds good. Yeah, good. And that was fun.
Is your power for Shine 99 the same as it is for Wilo on FM?
No, not at all. Shine 99 is really unique. What happened was we got the license for Shine 99 back in 1962. And like Kevin said, this is before FM was very cool. And, we were able to actually, we got the Kokomo frequency. So Shine 99, the 99.7 was actually sort of allocated, if you will, quote unquote, for Kokomo. And so we got that in 62, and we had it at 5,280 watts for the longest time, like Kevin said, at WILO AM and FM. WILO AM was 250 watts. But had a really good signal, in WILO-FM was 5,280 watts broadcasting from our tower right there by Burger King.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can get Shine 99 no problem at all. I can get that almost in Fort Wayne.
Now, where do you live? Because you should get 96.9 no problem. Where do you live?
I live on the east side of the county. In fact, I'm like Sarah Palin. I can see Tipton County from my front yard.
There we go.
Well, you know, that may be part of the problem. We are throwing it toward Lafayette. That is true.
But you guys said you get it going to Howard County.
Well, yeah, I'm in Kokomo right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting it full quieting in Kokomo, but you're farther south toward Indy, and
I am.
And we do have to protect Indianapolis
Central, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you remember me, Russ, but when you guys had that car home and boat show or home show over there at Frankfurt, it started right up years ago. I came over. I had a '57 Chrysler, still have it. But anyway, you were looking inside my car. I didn't know who you were at the time. But anyway, you were looking inside, and I thought, well, he's admiring my interior. And you pulled your head out, and you say, I see you've got Wilo on your radio station.
Yeah, we know the important things to look for, don't we?
That's what you were looking for.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
all right, guys. Well, thanks very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm. All right. Appreciate hey, I'll sign off. I've got to meet somebody here in about 10 minutes, so we're going to go go up to Logansport and have some fun. So
happy sales, Russ.
Thank you.
All right. So there you go, guys. How about a little history lesson on your Tuesday?
Kind of cool.
Melissa?
But I can understand why he's not getting the reception, because Wilo does project more north.
Yeah.
More north and east and west, but and not so much south. So since he's over that area, yeah, I kind of lose it.
I can kind of see that, too.
Yeah. I kind of lose it. When I have to go over to Tipton and stuff, I kind of lose it going that way. So, yeah.
Now, Melissa, you were in high school in the 80s, right? Maybe early 80s?
Mm-hmm.
70s. Well, I mean,
but thank you for that.
But you were out and about, right? I mean,
sure.
Cruising in the IROC.
Sure.
And listening to the Everly Brothers. Huge in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that was the sweet
Maybe
spot.
Maybe on the country station, yeah. Yeah, that other one that Mike happened to mention, yeah, it was probably on that station, yeah.
Now, see, there's a disputable fact, and surprise, it's a liberal giving this information, this disinformation.
Yeah. Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news, yeah. This isn't the Fox Network. So we're good.
We appreciate Mike calling up and Russ calling up.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Radioville. I didn't know there was a Radioville, Indiana.
You know, I don't think I did either.
No.
You know how they greet each other there, don't you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, today for lunch, potato chips, hot dogs, and side of applesauce. Here's your Coca-Cola. Okay, I say that on the air. I don't know if I can use it.
Yeah, you
can. Okay,
yeah,
I'm safe.
Yeah.
Every time I say it, it's
$100. Ken and I were saying it all morning, so it should be good.
Well, we've got a ton coming up here on Wilo. Through the years, you know, we've continued to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got...
thank God.
We now have... summits we do once a quarter. We'll be doing an infrastructure summit coming up later this month. It's Wednesday, March 27th from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Ken Hartman has worked hard on those guests.
Yes, he has.
So a couple of quick national stories. We've got about 7 minutes left in the program. And, Mike, thank you again for calling. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is not for the impeachment of President Trump. This gave me hope this morning that maybe things aren't so polarized.
Yeah, she's just waiting for an indictment.
Yeah, probably. Speaking on Capitol Hill Monday, the California Democrat said impeachment is divisive and doesn't believe Congress should go down that path. Pelosi added Trump is not worth it because it will divide the country. So for whatever reason, I'm glad Nancy's not going down that road.
I mean, I think they are looking at it from the right standpoint. But like I said, they may not have to worry about it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, sounds like a person that picks a fight with someone and then realizes that they have no chance. Oh, it's not worth it.
Yeah,
never
it's
mind.
Not worth it.
Right. Yeah, you're not even worth it. Yeah. Big orange mean thing.
You're a big orange mean man,
say
aren't
mean
you?
Things.
Well, mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor is under arrest in Florida for allegedly smashing a fan's phone after the fan tried to take a selfie. Miami Beach police say McGregor is charged with felony strong-armed robbery and misdemeanor criminal mischief. Wow, that's a mouthful. According to a police report, McGregor and the fan were walking out of a hotel when the fan tried to get a picture with him. Police say that's when McGregor slapped the phone out of the guy's hand. What's he thinking? I mean, the guy just wanted a photo.
Besides that, I don't know. I know they have
probably
the right
jacked up on steroids or something.
Probably. I know they have a right to their privacy, but yeah. Come on. There's a right way and a wrong way to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, and doesn't he have security?
Who overreacted more this week?
I don't know.
Conor McGregor or the Jaguar?
The Jaguar, yeah.
Well, considering the guy is a mixed martial arts fighter, do you think he really needs security?
Yeah, well, true. I don't know, you know.
It sounds to me more like he needs a PR person.
He's got a problem with someone taking a selfie.
Well, I thought a few months ago he had, I think, his entourage or something broke windows in a bus.
Yeah.
I think that was
they got a little wild.
Yeah, there's some definite issues there.
Jacked up on steroids, right?
Typical.
Jacked up on something.
Yeah. Well, I saw Milwaukee will be the site of the 2020 Democratic National Convention. In an announcement yesterday, DNC Chairman Tom Perez said the nomination for what will likely be the most important election in a lifetime. Well, they said that about the last election.
Yeah.
Will be selected in just 490 days. Perez said they selected the Wisconsin city over Houston and Miami. Is that a good choice? Milwaukee?
You know, it kind of gets it away from a couple of the hot topic, hot spots.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
you're kind
you
of way up
Texas,
there.
And, you get it out of Florida, so,
yeah.
You know, it might be. I don't know. We'll see.
They're hoping to
I just know Fox News
Texas.
Won't be there, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, they're not letting them in, are they?
No, and honestly, I can't say I blame them.
I don't know. I think that's a little petty regardless. I mean, what I also thought it was kind of petty, kicking CNN out of the White House.
I thought it was, too, but after I started listening to the stories and everything else, it's kind of like, man, are they really hanging to the right instead of the middle of the road where they should be? Now, granted, some of the other news networks are maybe hanging off to the left a little bit, too. So, you know, it's journalism's definitely not what it used to be.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Now, are they not going to do the debates or the whole convention?
Debates so far.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So they can go to the convention.
So far. Maybe.
Yeah. It depends on who will be the nominee.
Yeah, they still have to have permission.
And that's a crowded field the Democrats have.
What was it the last time we counted? It was 526 was the number that we had, something like that. I think it's closer to 560-some now.
Yeah. And, you know, there's 18 or 22.
Seriously.
Names that you've there's 18 or 22 names you've heard, but then there's a bunch of people who have thrown their hat in the ring too.
Every Joe Blow can go and register to run for president, but I'm sure that the field will quickly be weeded out.
I mean, you've got lesbians, fascists, left wingers, extreme left wingers, extreme left wingers, socialists, and I saw an article yesterday where the Democrats are warming up to Bernie. You know, and they're kind of like, hey, if he can do it on his own merit, more power to him.
Yeah, as of right now, the two front runners, and one of them's not even in the game for the Democratic Party, and also for the general public on the Democratic side, they're looking at Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders.
I think Biden will probably throw his hat in the ring at some point.
I think he will before it's over with, because right now he's the general public's favorite.
Yeah.
And I think he'll do it I think he'll feel obligated to.
I think you're right. He said his family wanted him to also.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
Well,
Biden's an idiot.
last week when I was in here, I think Ken Hartman was mulling over a possible presidential run.
Ken, he'd be on the Green Party.
and the
Whig Party.
Really not a liberal, but boy, I think I would vote for Ken.
Well, that's what the mayor always says. The mayor comes in here and encourages him to run for mayor.
See, Ken and I, off the radio, Ken and I were talking about the political process and some of the changes and stuff that we would make to it, but... It kind of ticks me off that they won't let me register as an independent, because I don't vote straight party. Never have. I won't do it. I vote for whoever I think is the right person, and I think that's the way the government should run.
Yeah, I agree.
But, yeah.
Nobody can register as an independent.
So I just piss off the Republicans and vote and register as a Democrat.
That's one way to do it. Okay, we're going to end on that note. Melissa, thanks. Bill, thanks as always.
Hey, thank you.
Go in another room and learn something else, okay?
Yes, sir, we'll do.
Appreciate that. All right, and thank you for joining us, too. In the first portion of Party Line, Welty Custom Exterior is one of our fine sponsors, along with Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line.
If for any reason you must leave your radio, please have the man at the door stamp your ear so you can listen again later.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.